Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, today's show should start off with some bad news.
As it always does. A squirrel ransacked the home of a vacationing family. A Georgia family said they returned after a holiday vacation to find their home had been ransacked by a squirrel, and their insurance won't cover the damage.
What is a squirrel, an act of God or something?
Carrie Drees said that no. Her and her family received an alert while she was out of town that an alarm had been triggered, so they had a friend go check out their house in Buckhead. The family arrived home to find thousands of dollars worth of damage had been done inside of the house. Wood chippings all over the floor, as well as they further inspected it. They said their windows had been damaged. I mean, this squirrel really kind of wrecked the place, and so they called their homeowner's insurance policy, at which point somebody promptly came out and told them, unfortunately, damage done by birds, vermin, rodents, and insects, not covered by your policy. Screw you, you're on your own.
What, maybe a fire that is started by, what, a bolt of lightning?
Yeah, or like a circuit? Is there circuit fires even?
Why are you paying homeowner's insurance if it doesn't cover, like, a crazy incidents like this, you know?
I've never heard of Mercury Insurance, but that was the company that they had their house insured through, so
going to pass on them from here on out because, you know, you never know when a squirrel might crawl into your house.
So basically what they're saying is, hey, just check your insurance policy because the insurance adjuster said, no, it explicitly says here, no vermin. Like, and, you know, squirrels are vermin / rodents.
Isn't it funny that, like, whatever the most, like, imminent threat to your house that, like, exists somehow is always excluded, like when we lived down in Houston and it was flooding.
Yeah.
Somehow everything was covered except for floods.
Flooding. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's awful. I feel like that's one of the things that you almost
Your
homeowner insurance specifically for.
Such a scam.
Yeah, it's almost like it is a scam.
It's almost like it is a scam.
Strange.
Yeah.
So you pay them because you legally have to every single month, but then what you need the actual insurance to pay for damage, they find a way to weasel out of it. Cool.
If that squirrel was smart, though, he could have been set up for life. Like, instead of just destroying everything, just, hey, man, just go set up shop up in the attic.
The attic, ooh.
Come down, like, at your own leisure. You could, like, get all the leftovers. You'll have a nice climate-controlled area. Plumbing.
He had a vendetta.
Wi-Fi.
He had something to prove.
He straight up.
This family did something to him.
He went straight up Macaulay Culkin at the beginning of Home Alone. So some good news today as well. A 12-year-old donates 1 million meals to feed hungry. Where did a kid get this much money? A 12-year-old raised enough money over a 5-year period to provide 1 million meals to the Central Texas Food Bank. This kid, whose name is Mace, started collecting donations for food when he was 7 years old. During Thanksgiving, when his parents encouraged family members to bring food donations to dinner, his mom, Holly, said the trip to the food bank lit a fire in him. Mace set a goal that year to raise enough for 1,000 meals before Christmas. He shattered that goal, raising over 5,000. His goal in 2015 was 10,000 meals. He managed to raise 30,000. In 2016, he raised 200,000 meals and consistently has been working at it since. His haul in 2019 brought his total to 1,132,424 meals.
That's wild.
Since he started at 7 years old, and now he is 12. Yeah.
Wow. 12 years old. That is insane.
I mean, good for him. I feel like he's peaking too soon.
Well, or this is just the start of it, Dave. If he's gone like 200, 300, now a million meals.
That's what I mean.
Politician next year.
It's all downhill from here. Like, what else can you do?
Keep it going.
By the time you're 12, you're like, I've already raised a million meals. You're like, I'm done.
People eat those meals, Dave. That's the thing.
I mean, I'm
impressed.
Even
though you raise a million meals, people eat them.
Yeah. Even if he doesn't even raise 1 million meals next year.
Is there still some
food on the table.
There's something special about a kid in charity. It's like you just can't say no. You're like, all right, here you go.
Yeah,
like, I'll take all my money. Adult in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Somebody walks up before they even open the mouth. Keep silence.
No.
Not interested.
Shh.
Kid walks up there like, would you like to buy a $42 Snickers bar? You're like, yeah, okay.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm not me when I'm hungry.
It's always the football teams, too.
I know, they're wearing the little pads.
So cute.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of people are sick, and there is a pretty serious spike in post-holiday flu cases. And it's an unusual strain that's sweeping the United States. So it's now widespread in 45 out of the 50 states, according to the CDC. During the week after Christmas, ending December 28th, more than 12,000 Americans tested positive for the flu, accounting for more than 20% of overall diagnoses this season. The first flu death of the 2019-2020 season was reported in California in September, which was unusually early. An estimated 6.4 million Americans have come down with the flu, the CDC said this past Friday.
That's insane. And also, I feel like, I don't know if you guys feel that the flu is not really that bad within our area. Like, I don't feel like Andrew's not telling me, because, I mean, he's a teacher. He's not telling me, like, his kids are sick. Like, it's not really, like, in his school, like, right now. And
it just seems like a lot of people are sick, whether it's, you know, the flu or just some sort of sinus
I'm not noticing
who
it.
Who even goes, like, I mean, as a dude who's around our age, Dave, do you even go to the doctor if you get the flu? Like, I just ride it out for 2 months.
Well,
it sucks because it's like, what do you do?
You have to catch it in the first 48 hours for them to be able to do anything.
Yeah, and who knows that they're sick in the first 48 hours. You're like, my throat kind of is itchy, or I'm a little bit sniffly. So when they say that 25,000 people tested positive for the flu, that's probably more like 2 million. Right? Because how many people
aren't even going to the...
No, but I mean, I have medical coverage. That's fine. That I still don't want to go to the doctor just because
it's a pain in the butt.
I don't want to be around other sick people. They're going to give me their other sickness, and I'm going to double down on whatever sickness I've already got going on. But you didn't do a flu shot this year, did you? It's like first year.
No.
I didn't, it's my first year not getting one.
Really?
Didn't get the flu yet.
Didn't get the flu yet either.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
So Apple made a rare appearance at CES, the big consumer electronics show. It's been 28 years since Apple showed up to CES.
Wow.
But they showed up and they were touting. Was Apple even around 28 years ago? I guess so.
Were they touting the Oregon Trail?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's my age. That's my age ago.
Right. Yeah. That is a long time ago. They were touting privacy, of course. You're so old. No, but touting privacy, it's become kind of the company's main marketing strategy.
Okay.
The pitch is that in the post-Cambridge Analytica world, where it's an arms race for data, Apple alone, not Google, Amazon, or Facebook, can be trusted with personal information. That's kind of their whole pitch. Its business comes from hardware and software, and maybe not even entertainment, not trafficking their users' data.
I mean,
that's a pretty effective selling point.
It is, if it's true.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, the thing that we have to, you know, take into consideration. Are they lying to us? How will we ever know? And we all know that our phones are listening to us, but those are the apps that are on there. But I wish that we would see Apple, like, you know, take steps to, like, shut down the listening from those apps.
Or at least tell you. Be like, hey, these apps listen to you even when you don't have them open.
Like, yo, this is listening right now.
Yeah. They're really good at outward privacy, but not inward, if that makes sense. Like, they're really good at, like, hey, FBI, we're not going to give you any information that might help you, like, solve this case, but we're going to listen in on you
Instagram
when you're in the bathroom.
To you and try to sell you Snickers.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So this is Mahoney. I know that you're a big fan
Snickers
of
Snickers. Pops up in your.
I bet it does. Feeds today.
So
Snickers.
Bad it Snickers. Pops up.
How many more times do we have to say?
I wonder where I can buy some Snickers.
Sounds so good.
So Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of Girl Scout cookies.
Absolutely. Every year I spend a couple hundred bucks.
Even this year, a skinny year.
Yeah. Even though.
By the way, speaking of it being a skinny year, you bought the world's largest pizza yesterday, and you put it on the gram.
Maybe that was just a baby hand that I had for scale.
It was not. It was your. It was your rather plumped hand from all the sodium that you had throughout the day.
I've had a lot of sodium. Yeah, man. You know, it's all right. My favorite pizza place just popped back up on a delivery app. So I was like,
I see.
And they've disappeared before. I'm like, I got to do it. Why?
Yeah.
You know, I owed it to myself.
It's slowly. Like one little baby step at a time.
Rome was not built in a day. You know, I mean, the statue of David was not carved overnight, my friend.
So a new Girl Scout cookie is coming this year.
What kind? It's
launching a new lemon-flavored cookie. Mm. They're called Lemon Ups. They are crisp lemon-flavored biscuits with a layer of glaze on one side to balance out the tartness. Uh-huh. Each round cookie includes an encouraging message inspired by the Girl Scouts and their mission, like, I'm a leader.
I'm an innovator.
I'm a risk taker.
Yeah.
If you're so stupid.
I love this Girl Scout. Your fat ass
is blasted through a sleeve of Lemon Ups, and it's like, I'm a risk taker. You're risking diabetes. That's about it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, why are you trying to cut in on fortune cookies?
Yeah, right?
What are you doing, man? They got that market corner, Girl Scouts.
got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I feel like every time I attempt to do an outside activity, like, I get sick of it after 15 minutes and just want to go back inside somewhere. Anyone else with me on this one?
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. I always keep a basketball in my trunk. So in the summertime, one of my favorite things. One of my favorite things. It reminds
me. Did you hoop it up?
Did you stop at, like, random hoops
no,
and, like, hope to get
hustle somebody? My dad, guys. Oh. It's a sentimental thing. So, like, whenever in the summertime, I do... like, casually, we'll go out with Andrew every once in a while, and I always think, like, oh, this is, like, a fun childhood memory thing, and then I go out and do it, and I'm like,
Oh, I thought you, like, drove through rough parts of town and, like, gotten pickup games.
No. At least playing horse or something stupid.
Do you hear the basketball, like, boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
it sounds like a
trunk?
Body every once in a while.
I feel like a movie that could use a sequel, White Men Can't Jump. With Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, could you? Because
current day.
You do not replace.
You can't recast.
No. I want current day Woody Harrelson out hustling the streets.
Yep.
I don't know. I agree with this guy though. I feel like it's kind of a more primalistic instinct.
To want to be outside.
No, to be in a cave. Like that's where our dwellers. That's like where our ancestors came
from. For survival.
What are you talking? Caves are scary as hell, man.
Well, not back in the day. They're scary now that we have houses, but back then, caves were like...
sanctuary.
It was literally a man cave.
When's the last time that you, when's the last time that you went in a cave?
I mean, I don't... like, a couple years ago, I was, like, touring the Ozarks.
Oh.
And then they had, like, they were like, oh, Jesse James stayed here. Probably didn't, but then they...
Sandra Bullock's ex, the racist guy?
Yeah. Leave a message after the tone.
The real one.
Hey, guys, are you all down for, like, couples calling each other nicknames? My wife, she calls me Sugar Bear, and, you know, I call my wife Sugar Bear, and she calls me Honeydew. I know they're, like, I don't know, not the most original names, but I kind of like it.
Message deleted.
Yeah, Honeydew this, Honeydew that.
Yeah, she's not calling you Honeydew. She's telling you to do stuff.
Yeah.
it's not a Honeydew list because she loves you.
Wait, do you guys call your significant others cute little names?
Yeah, we have names. You know, I don't
know. Go on.
Like what?
I'm not allowed to share those.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
Honeydew like and Sugar Butt. There, whatever.
Sugar Butt.
What is that guy just
Sugar
Bear?
What is it? What is
come on,
it?
What is it? What is it?
Nah, man.
What is it?
It's something between my wife and I.
Oh, come on.
That's how you know it's really gross.
Nah, man. It's not really gross. It's just, you know, like I said.
Snooker bottoms.
No.
Fart machine.
No.
Dude, what is it? Just tell
us. Tell us.
Come on,
tell
man.
I'm not telling
this is
you.
Gonna kill me.
Why?
We'll keep the suspense going. To be continued.
Oh, come on.
Ian, do you have any cute nicknames for your girlfriend?
I just call her Mama.
Mama?
I call her Mama. I don't know why.
I call my wife Babe a lot.
Yeah.
Can we address something real quick?
What?
Not direct response to what Ian's saying, but the daddy stuff. Can we cut that? We kill that.
Yeah, that's kind
out of the cultural zeitgeist.
Do you know what ruined that is the internet and some certain websites that are out there.
Yes,
it has killed it.
I do it almost like facetiously. Like I'll be like, if someone's cute or something like that, it's like zaddy or whatever. But it's never. I would never look at Andrew in his eyes and go,
"Oh, daddy!
Oh, daddy!
Creepy ass millennials, man. Yeah. That's what's going on there. Stop that nonsense.
Do I have like an Oedipus problem? Is that why I do that? Then now I feel bad because
mama?
I call her mama.
No, if you were calling her mommy.
Oh, okay.
Like that, and that's creepy as hell.
I deserve a spanking, mommy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How often do you guys do stuff without asking? Like, I just booked a vacation for me and some friends and didn't tell my girlfriend at all. Is that cool?
Message deleted.
Yeah, that's real cool, buddy.
Good luck when you get back.
Let us know how that goes. I mean, it's...
not even when you get back. On the vacation. So me and some buddies many years ago, when I was single, went down to Cabo just to have a good time. There's a big group of us that went down. And there was one guy whose wife definitely didn't want him to go.
Entire time bugging him.
Well, so worse than that, we booked the trip and she helped pick the hotel. And you know, like we were like, yeah, we're like, whatever. Like, you know, just pick somewhere nice. It was like in the middle of, it was like 45 minutes away from downtown Cabo. And it was like this honeymooners slash old people resort, and we're just like, oh, this was definitely intentional. But she also didn't allow him to go out at all. So the first night we went out and just like pretty innocuous time, just went to like a local bar down there and had a fine time. She got so mad at him that he literally did not leave the room for the rest of the time on the trip.
Oh,
why
no.
even go on a trip? No, at that?
No. Why pay?
And what was really hilarious is that at the end of the trip, you know, we all packed up and we were all going to the airport together, and we get to the airport and he realized that he had forgotten his passport in the room. And so I'm like, oh my God, you're going to have to stay in Mexico. Your wife is going to love this.
Oh my God.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, you don't need to ask permission.
No.
If you're only 0%. Like dating or whatever, but like have a conversation.
Communicate.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask permission to go on a trip with my friends.
However, like,
I'm going to tell you I'm going.
Right. Let them know. And if there's some huge objection, have a conversation. But the surprise after it's paid for, not nah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
What do you guys have, little kitties? Are you going to get them protective eyeglasses for when they're not like working in shop like we were when we were kids? You worried that you'd a piece of a 2x4 in the eye, but just when they're looking at their phones, because staring at your phones and screens all day, every day, it's got to be bad for your eyes, right?
Yeah, actually, really funny. Whenever I was reading this article last night, I started to immediately look at some of the brands and the websites that have those blue light glasses.
Yeah. Some monitors have it built in. I've got it built into my my PC monitor, like the blue light filtering.
Yeah.
And it does show a pretty drastic difference. But I don't know. Like, how do you get around not looking at screens at this point?
You can't.
I've got four screens in front of me right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
three
I would.
Three different computer screens and a television screen. And I've got my phone, which I'll probably look at as soon as I stop looking at these screens.
I was watching a comedian over the weekend. It was Ronnie Chang, I believe. And he was like, he made a joke about like here in America that we are doing our best to see how many screens we can fit between our face and the wall.
That was a funny special.
For real, though. I mean, I literally think about this from time to time where I'm almost always looking at a screen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you're driving in your car, you've got your little screen in there with like your, you know, display or whatever, or you're choosing your radio station, whatever it may be. You're watching, you know, Google Maps to see where you're going. And then when you get somewhere, you're sitting in a waiting room and you're looking at your phone.
When you're looking at a phone.
Watch.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, everything.
And another,
laptop, TVs.
When you're watching TV, there's a screen in front of the screen.
You're watching your phone while you're watching TV.
And the future is we're going to have the glasses with the built-in screens.
I don't know about that. They already tried that. That didn't work.
I think once they get the technology down.
To answer your original question, I think that I could and I would buy protective glasses for my little...
They're not going to wear
future
it.
...future little baby.
Even our parents tried to make us wear helmets. Did your parents ever try to make you wear a helmet?
What?
No?
Buddy,
maybe because I was an only child and all their hopes were... They're like, we got six, we can lose one.
A helmet in the house or a helmet just like when you're riding a bike?
Yeah, not like walking around. Not like riding a bike.
I thought you meant you're like, all right, time for your day at school. Come over here, bud. No, actually, when we rode bikes, didn't wear helmets.
My parents bought me a helmet. Yeah. And I never wore it. I never wanted to wear it. Like you're like as a kid, you are not gonna want to do that. You're like, okay, I'll wear it, and then like I just leave it out.
As soon as you go over with your friend, you're like,
or I'll leave it in a bush at the top of the neighborhood, and then I'll come back and pick it up on the way home.
Yeah, mom, you want me to ride a bike with a helmet? I'm not even using my hands. Going downhill.
I'm standing on the bar going down the hill. What are you talking about?
With no shirt on.
Yeah, right.
Oh boy. But yeah, more kids are needing glasses. They're saying it's nearly doubled in recent years. Mm. Up to 42% of kids are nearsighted in the U.S. So they're not saying whether or not it's specifically because of screen use, but you got to think that's what it is.
Could you imagine? Let's say we go back 1,000-plus years.
Okay.
And you don't have good eyesight.
You're dead.
Like Darwinism. It's not maybe not necessarily dead because we had civilization back then, but like how would you like some of these people like Ian who has really bad eyesight? How would you get around without glasses?
I
wouldn't. I need a seeing eye person.
That's the thing is like Ian would be terrible in the wilderness if Ian was born.
He wouldn't see
3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
he would definitely get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, right?
Not even a saber-toothed tiger. It'd be like a penguin.
No, seriously. Within the first 15 minutes of me being on this earth with these
you
eyes,
would end up, would end up being a penguin whore.
Yeah. Take me.
Turn of tricks from shiny rocks. So much has changed.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Isn't that kind of like getting married?
Yeah.
It's the movie quote quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Sean is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. So like I said, it's been kind of a bumpy start here to 2020 with some of the contestants for some of these games. You know, I really need you to come through here, okay?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. So I've got these quotes. They're all from really popular movies from over the years. I'm going to play each quote for you. And if you need to hear it a second time, no problem. I'll play it for you a second time. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that. Got a total of 5 for you. If you get 3 out of the 5 that you win, just for reference for us, what are some of your favorite movies?
I like Gangs of New York and Something About Mary. That's a good one.
Okay, pretty diverse selection there.
How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I think I'm 44.
44, okay. Oh. Right.
We stopped keeping track after like 30. Nothing good happens after 30. Got a lot to look forward to, Audrey. Yeah.
Enjoy these last
couple of years.
Yeah.
Until you get to them.
Yeah.
And then you get well into them.
Here we go, Sean. Quote number one. Best of luck to you.
Oh! All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Stop. I'm sorry.
I feel like this may be a tough one for John because he is 44.
Sean,
whatever. Came out after his, his youth.
Yeah, so Audrey was actually mouthing the words as soon as I started playing that. Sean, do you have a guess for us? Do you want to hear it one more time or no chance at all?
Can I hear it one more time?
Sure, here we go.
Oh! All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
I'm sorry.
The cow is a horse, by the way.
Five seconds.
Was that Shrek?
Close.
Oh, good guess.
Good guess.
You got the right actor and everything. That's actually Mulan. But yeah, it sounds obviously like Shrek because that's the exact same voice that Eddie Murphy does as Donkey. Yeah. All right, so that one didn't work out for you. Here we go. This one I think maybe more in your generational window. On to number 2.
Good now luck. Your dad's going for it in your own room.
Shut up, Ted.
Your stepmom is cute, though.
Shut up, Ted.
Remember when I asked her to the prom?
Shut up, Ted!
Any guesses, John?
Sean.
I need to hear it one more time.
Okay, listen to the name.
Now your dad's going for it in your own room.
Shut up, Ted.
Your stepmom is cute, though.
Shut up, Ted.
Remember when I asked her to the prom?
Shut up, Ted!
5 seconds.
Is that Superbad?
No.
That is not John.
It is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah. I can hardly hear it.
Yeah, it's all right. Here we go. On to number 3. You got to get this one right.
Nothing is worse than having an itch you can never scratch.
Oh, I agree.
Wake up. Time to die.
Whoa.
It's a tough one. Would you like to hear it again, John?
Sean.
Yeah.
His name is Sean.
Come on.
Would you like to hear it again, John?
All right, here we go.
Nothing is worse than having an itch you can never scratch.
Oh, I agree.
Wake up. Time to die.
5 seconds.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Close.
No, I'm sorry, Sean. The rocky start to 2020 continues. Thank you for the call today, man.
I'm 1-3 right now. Sean, too.
Yeah.
It's hard.
All right, we're going to go to Kelly. Kelly, I got to have you get a couple of these, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good luck to you. If you get 2 out of these 3, you win.
Your badge. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
Next. Qualifications.
Stampeding cattle.
That's not much of a crime.
through the Vatican? Kinky.
Wow. Can I hear it again, please?
Yeah. Ian is screaming in the
He's
other room.
He's freaking
I
out.
I hate this game so much.
I mean, I can hear him through a plexiglass wall right now.
Here's your badge.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
Qualifications.
Stampeding cattle.
That's not much of a crime.
Through the Vatican?
Kinky.
5 seconds.
Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
There you go, John.
There you go. His name is Kelly. It's a different contestant.
All right. You need one more.
You need one more.
One more. So
one more.
Put us out of our misery.
Here we go.
Because this game has just died on the vine.
Here we go.
There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris.
For the win?
Yeah.
What do you got?
A League of Their Own.
You got it. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around. That was way better. Way better. 2 for 2. Well done, Kelly. Thank you for putting us out of our misery.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So there was a British woman who was jailed for getting a little loosey-goosey on a flight, had too many drinks, attacked the flight crew and passengers, then started propositioning multiple male passengers to join the Mile High Club with her.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I mean, the picture that they associated with the article was this woman that was on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
She's super attractive. Is she not, Ian?
Dave, she is like a solid 8.5, 9.
Yeah. We gotta look her up.
Very attractive.
Yeah, very, very
and
cute.
And I mean, like, this was even a picture where it looked like she was walking out of jail.
Oh,
and,
totally.
You know, like, no makeup and had been crying and everything else. While on the flight, she got cut off on the plane because she was too drunk. She was coming from Abu Dhabi. She continued to drink wine after flight attendants reportedly cut her off. The woman asked several male passengers to go to the plane bathroom with her to join the Mile High Club. Once the flight crew refused to serve the woman more booze, she reportedly became aggressive, bit and headbutted the crew members as well as other passengers.
That's a little bit. That's a little kinky for my taste.
Yeah,
she's like extra kinky. She's.
Did you see the picture of her?
Oh yeah, she's
a pretty girl.
She's 20
right?
years old. She's not a bad looking woman.
What do you think, Audrey?
Yeah, I think she's cute. She's definitely got those cheekbones going for her.
Would you hook up with her in a plane bathroom?
No, maybe not.
Yeah. So this is obviously.
If it was a dude who's doing this, though, he would have been beaten by me with a seatbelt extender.
Her attorney also blamed her outburst on her emotional stress caused by her return home to the UK.
Okay.
She was sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Yeah. No way.
If you headbutt somebody on a plane, you should spend at least 6 months in jail.
Six months seems like a lot, man.
Does it?
I mean, bit
somebody?
Yeah, that's a lot.
What if somebody bit you?
That's what I mean. Like, 6 months is a long time.
That's a timeout for
somebody.
A toddler.
You've been in jail before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did 6 months. Easy. I was standing on my head.
Yeah, right. Please. I mean, like, three weeks constantly. In jail. I mean, unless you, like, actually, like, permanently disfigured somebody or, like, really hurt them.
Nah, man.
Like, put them in jail for 3 weeks and let them out. That's ridiculous. Six months,
you're being
get out of
too
here.
Lenient, like, because she's a pretty woman.
Well, duh. That's
if it
how
was
the
a
works.
Dude, totally. Again, beat him with a
seatbelt. 6 years, minimum.
Put him in Rikers.
Yeah. So a naked man bit a canine dog,
what's
which seems like a lot of biting going on today, and then assaulted an officer while high on meth. A Florida man is facing several charges after police say he assaulted an officer and bit the ear of a canine dog, which just seems
rude.
Like a really bad idea on so many levels.
Yeah. Like, why would you want your face that close to the face of a canine? And I get it. Yes, you're under the influence of meth. But, again, I feel like we have become too lenient in this day and age, Dave. You bite a police dog, I'm a judge. I'm going, that police dog gets to bite you wherever he wants. For as long as he wants. Is that a man or a dog?
That was a dog.
Was it?
Being impersonated by a man.
Okay.
Deputies from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office were called to a residence in High Springs just over 70 miles west of Jacksonville Saturday morning. Oh, boy. This is a Saturday morning incident. So he started partying on Friday night and then got all hopped up on the methamphetamine while on the scene. Dispatch received a second call from somebody in the area reporting a strange man in his yard with a flashlight. Deputies heard strange noises when they searched the yard. They found the man naked, covered in dirt, lying in what appeared to be a very shallow body of water. So he was trying to hide in what he thought was a
pond. Was the alligator in it?
But it was just
just the eyes above the water.
It's a puddle.
He's just laying there in a puddle.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when the dog, Casper, went over to alert, and he bit the dog on the ear. And they, of course, took him
can
to jail.
Can we just put out a PSA right now? If you are listening and you are, you know, maybe younger or you're dabbling, you want to continue the party.
I was going to say, don't do meth.
Yeah. Two things you never do. Opioids or heroin and meth.
Right.
There's none.
There's no coming back.
There's like such a wide array of other things that will make the night even better.
There's
sleep.
There's party drugs
chicken
out
nuggets.
There that are considered party drugs. Meth is not a party drug.
Yes.
Meth is when you go, I'm going to bite a police dog.
Netflix. There's so many other options.
So many other options.
You don't need to be up past two.
Since we're
nobody needs to be up past two.
She's right. I'm surprised that you're this wise at 28 years old, but you're right. A woman threw a bucket of human feces on her landlord.
Oh, geez.
She claims she meant to soak the victim in water, but oops, grabbed the wrong bucket. This is, of course, also in Florida.
Who has just a bucket of feces
laying
around that you thought was a bucket of water?
Deputies say they were called to the trailer about 5:15 p.m. Saturday when the victim, dripping wet with feces.
Stop. This is disgusting.
The suspect, Joanne Mercator, had dried feces caked on her face as well. And
do we have any audio from this?
Yes.
All I know is you're covered in feces. She's covered in feces. Pretend that I don't know what's going on here.
All right. It's not going to get me.
So how did all of this happen?
She rubbed this in my face.
I know. Well, she's covered in it. Yours is dried on your face.
Because she took the poop and rubbed it all.
And then she dried it on your face?
No, Peter said, you want to arrest me?
I'm not sure what's going on. All I know is, in a long time that I've been doing this job, I've never seen anything like it.
How did she get it?
She's dripping with it. It's soaking wet. Hers is not.
Actually, meth would probably be a better substitute.
Yeah, let's do meth.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Can you imagine if you're, that's
Audrey's
your day?
Trying so hard not to throw up right now.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Feces.
Oh, gosh.
Feces. You're a cop, and that's what you get called to have to deal with.
I'd puke on their face, too. So they would not only have feces, they would also have vomit.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is missing in 2020? I mean, this was supposed to be the future. As you know, every movie that we watched when we were kids, 2020 was the future with all sorts of really cool stuff. And look, like the Consumer Electronics Show, CES is going on, and we're seeing all of these innovations, but there's still a lot of things that are missing. This one got texted over to us at 73100. We should totally have some sort of medical pod where you can lay in it and it can magically heal stuff like a broken leg or heart disease or wrinkles.
Yeah, I mean, that's
wrinkles. I'm here for that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to get wrinkly.
Do you?
You do? Yeah. I think
like
most men
don't
do.
I'm getting better looking as I get older, man. What are you talking about?
Guys do get better as they get older.
That's right. Way better looking.
Way better than women do. It's annoying.
That's not fair.
It's so annoying.
No, you know, it's not fair when you're 20 and not anybody, and no woman will look at you as a dude.
Yeah.
Because you're just a piece of garbage.
And your hormones are just going nuts. Yeah, you're like, please. We know you don't have any money. And you're like, you're right.
Well, that's actually thinking about things that are in 2020 that's probably a little bit too far in advance. Like all of the dolls.
Oh, God, never.
Like the human dolls that you can have relationships with?
No, even those,
that's
I feel like they're lagging.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, like you see those and they're super creepy. Like I feel like if there was ones that were actually good,
They'd be humans.
Like, they'd be like, oh, gross. I'll take three.
Are you saying if it was like Westworld?
Yeah, if it was like Westworld.
But they're all going to murder you.
Tell me if they look like Westworld and act, if you know, had the same capabilities as Westworld, that you definitely wouldn't hook up with
still
one.
Still wouldn't.
You're
but
lying.
Would you
still
know?
You're lying.
You can't really
I would know.
Would
you're
you
such
know?
A liar. Okay, so if Westworld was real,
yeah.
If you're not familiar with the show, it's...
I'd shoot you.
Just robot humans, basically.
Yeah, there's robot humans, but they look exactly like real humans. And it's,
act and
yeah,
talk
like you go into like these... If Westworld was real, would you go to it?
Yeah, man.
Of course you would.
Just to do the gunfighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then go to the saloon afterwards and be like, oh, well... I like the piano playing.
Brothel.
This one got texted over to us as well. We're supposed to have full mind dive video games where I can put on some kind of headset, lay in bed, and be off in some other world having adventures.
Like Ready Player One.
You've kind of got virtual reality.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot better than where it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, everything just looked like garbage. Now it looks pretty good, and you can, like, they have the ones where you can walk around. Have you been to one of those VR games that where they have it, like, augmented reality on the walls, and you can actually, like, walk through, and you have, like, the gun pack or Ghostbuster pack?
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I accidentally hit my my wife in the face with my gun, though. Because we were, like, shooting zombies back-to-back, and, like, you move pretty quick. Yeah. And I just turned around, poof, like, whoops.
Oopsie.
Sorry. Steve said on Facebook here, at Dave Mahoney, I assume time travel would be possible by the time I grew up. Great Scott.
Do you really want time travel to exist? Because think about the people, like, who would have that power. You can go back and alter things, and you're not going to know how it's going to affect things. If the butterfly effect from Ashton Kutcher taught us anything.
Kutcher? No, I think that would be really weird because your body has to, like, go into, like, little teeny tiny particle pieces, and what happens if you get put back together wrong?
Well, it's not even that. I feel like you're going to bring back some disease that we've already had beat.
Like the measles. That also happened in 2020.
In 2020, that's still going on. Tisa said French fries that are still tasty after you reheat them.
Somebody told me,
why is that not a thing?
That is cured by an air fryer. Apparently, I posted something about this the other day, and I had a flood of people in my DMs telling me that the air fryer is the way to reheat.
Who has an air fryer?
I know a guy. I know one guy.
Yeah, I love my air fryer. It's amazing.
And you've never reheated French fries in them?
I never thought to.
And you haven't tried it since somebody told you the other day?
It's 2020. I'm also on a health
kick. Come on.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Catch me in a week. I'll be back on the bad track.
All right.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So it's 2020. What are you waiting for that you fully expected to be here by now, and it's just not? This one texted over to us. Still waiting for the Marty McFly hoverboard. Almost 5 years late, you guys.
We've got the lace-up boots.
The self-lacing shoes.
But they're so expensive, it's unbelievable.
I've never seen anyone wear those. And also,
well, not the boots, but they have Nike has self-lacing shoes, but they're
just
still like $300.
It's just not that inconvenient to tie
and
your
And you
got to
get, like, well.
I mean, I know that you don't like bending over because it's a bit of a task, but you can put your foot up, man.
I don't know. I mean, you got to, like, charge your shoes. I didn't charge my shoes today. I can't tie them.
High-speed transport pods, program them, and it zips through the air.
Yeah, like the Jetsons.
Yeah, but instead we're still using those things at the bank. Little tubes.
Would you really want to travel across the country in a little pneumatic tube?
I mean, yeah.
Probably be stuffy.
I mean, that's basically what
you
we do now.
You fart in there one time, and it's over.
That's what we do now. There's big metal tubes.
They're
called airplanes.
If somebody farts on the airplane, I want to beat up anybody who farts in the airplane next to me. Because you always know it's the person next to you.
Yep.
And you're like, you seriously just did that next to me?
Right next to me. What,
like,
are you doing?
You look
what
me
a mass
dead in the
disrespect.
Eye.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
That's awesome. And just goes, like, dude.
Or just because we can't hear it.
Yeah. Brutal. Speaking of the Jetsons, what about just a robot nanny?
We got Roombas.
But that's what I mean. It's only gotten as far as Roombas. Like, why can't I have a little butler named Rupert that goes and turns on the shower for me so when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to do it, has my clothes all laid out and ironed.
They have smart showers now.
They do, but do you know how expensive those things are? Because I looked into them.
They exist. You're just too poor.
It's like, I know, but they're like $4,000. And that's just
Alexa, turn on my shower.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, I'll just walk over and just flip the thing. There's no way I'm paying that amount. But, you know, you can, like, program it. So, because you wake up generally the same time every day.
Yeah.
So when you wake up and you're ready to shower, it's at the exact temperature that you want, which is kind of cool.
They have self-folding, like, machines now that will fold all your clothes for you.
They do?
Yeah.
We
saw them a couple years ago, remember? But they're just super expensive. They're not being mass-produced, but they exist.
That's what I need. I need in 2020, I am very upset that there's not a system or a laundry machine or something that will hang my clothes and put them in my closet.
I wouldn't mind having if you had the thing that came down over, like, George or Jane's head that, like, did their hair and shaved for them and your makeup and all that.
Okay, so you remember back in the day when laundry chutes were a really big deal?
Yes. Oh, yeah, had to have a laundry chute.
Why didn't they ever flip that and reverse it? You know, like, when you go to the dry cleaner and you get your shirts and there's that little thing where it's like...
Yes.
Like, why don't they have those
to bring it back
your laundry
up?
Where, yeah, so you don't have to like carry all your crap to your room across the house. It's not like, again, not that big of an inconvenience, but
it is.
If you could just put it on a thing and then you pushed a button and it went that right up to your closet.
Oh, that's the most inconvenient thing in my life.
See?
I hate laundry. I loathe laundry.
Speaking of laundry, Chris said, where is the all-in-one washer and dryer?
No, because some things can't get dried.
Yeah. Kelly, this one blew my mind. Ziploc bags for cereal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Like,
where is that?
I have too many clips in my house.
Wait,
like, I'm sick of using clips.
But use clips? I just roll it down.
Just like, a container. See, put it in a container.
No,
like a cereal container.
Why don't they come in one? Like,
I like it in the box.
Top.
It's more pure that way.
It also gets staler faster.
I like to go into
if
the...
No, not if they had a Ziploc.
Yeah, exactly. If they just had a Ziploc, you could zip it right up.
At least with Pops back in the day. Do you remember the Pops?
They would, like, reseal the bag.
Well,
yeah.
You had
the foil bag?
Yeah, the foil bag you could roll up.
Yeah.
Then they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Listen, Pops.
I think you guys need to invent it. You're on here. Create a patent.
I'm sure it exists. It's probably like 1 cent too much to the cereal companies.
Oh, it's called Ziploc. Yes, it's definitely patented.
X107.5.
What did you fully expect, or at least hope that we would have here in 2020, now that we're, you know, supposedly living in the future, and we don't? I mean, all of the obvious stuff, like, you know, cure for cancer and all that is, you know, definitely at the top of everyone's list. World peace would be nice.
Thought we would have figured out,
figured that out by now. Yeah.
End of racism. Thought we would have got that one.
It's funny that you say that. Somebody on our Facebook page said, hey, it's 2020. Like, what about just like the obliteration of the KKK?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, how is this a thing?
How is this still a thing?
How are Nazis still a thing?
How are you like, yeah, there's some good people, some good Nazis out there.
Do people say that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the fact that
Nazis,
the fact that they've been able to make a resurgence in 2020 and 2019 is
so
crazy.
Stupid.
Gross.
Like, we all learned, like, every movie we watched growing up, every action movie. The one ubiquitous bad guy.
Always the Nazi. Jeremy on Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, said, I thought there were supposed to be holograms everywhere, but apparently only Tupac and Michael Jackson discovered the science and took it with them to their respective graves. Stephanie also on Twitter said, a house that cleans itself.
Ooh.
Can you imagine, like, what would you pay? Like, you think about, you know, luxury homes and building a custom home and, you know, all of the stuff that you would do, but imagine if there was the things that we had just suggested with the thing in the laundry room where you just, you know, there's a little machine that does your laundry for you, puts on a rack and puts it directly into your closet for you, and then it also self cleans.
Well, those exist. You can hire a housekeeper.
Yeah, I mean, that's a maid.
Well, it's a housekeeper.
But
they can do your laundry, they'll clean your house for a fee. That exists.
But I know, but like, what if you didn't have to have somebody else in your house?
I mean, I would prefer that. Yeah, that would be
automation,
great.
Man. Ian, you were talking about cars that have the self-healing bodies.
Yeah, please, because I hit everything with my girlfriend's car, and
my girlfriend's car.
What are you doing?
I don't pay to fix it. So, can we just have self-healing like car bodies? That's all I need. Just the body, mechanical stuff I can work with. That's fine. But just get the dents out, please.
Kind of same. I hit a bush this morning.
A bush?
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I was reversing.
Shave, lady. Good Lord.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, jeez Louise. But anyways, I was reversing backwards and I hit my bush.
Oh, man. That happens.
Hate it when that happens.
Tiffany said the scratch and sniff commercials on TV.
I don't want to smell anything.
Or the Back to the Future thing where you take the small disc and it turns into the piping hot pizza.
Oh, yeah.
See? Instant food. Yeah, Where is it?
We got Tostino's party pizzas.
It's not the same.
Close enough.
Always burns my mouth.
It's delicious, though.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, final thing in your opinion that you think is missing in 2020 that was supposed to be here by now because we're living in the future. Yes, Sean also said the robot maid that basically does everything for me like the lady from the Jetsons. Mel said student loan forgiveness. Mm. Armando, Super Niners, 49ers Super Bowl. Been a fan since a child. I'm 32 now. It can still happen.
I mean, they've won Super Bowls, though, man. They've won a bunch of Super Bowls. Get out of here.
Warren said a decent Cleveland Browns franchise.
No, nobody cares.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Never.
Jessica, no parking fees. Forget about it.
That would be nice.
Eric said a post-apocalyptic world because it turned out dragons existed and we were all helpless until a bald Matthew McConaughey came along. Rain of Fire set my expectations way too high for 2020.
Missed that one.
Mike said the three seashells. That was Demolition Man, right?
Was it?
Wasn't Demolition Man the three seashells that you had
I don't remember the three seashells.
I don't know. What about shoes that actually make you run fast?
Or jump higher.
Or jump higher.
Or you're stronger. Like, where's
But does
our,
that,
like,
does that, I mean, does that make it special? I mean, because the whole thing with why we're so enamored with sports and football and baseball and soccer and all, because these people are doing amazing things that we can't do. But if everyone just had fast shoes, all of a sudden it's not impressive anymore.
Well, I want to be able to run just as fast. Like, maybe, like, just like they don't use aluminum bats in Major League Baseball and they use wooden bats.
Yeah.
They're just not allowed to use the super fast shoes.
But you're no longer impressed when you see the highlights on, you know, SportsCenter. They're like, this guy went 23 miles an hour. You're like, what are you talking about? How's that possible?
Well, but we're still not impressed because I can drive my car 70.
You're not impressed when a guy's running over 20 miles an hour?
No, I drive faster.
How
my
fast
car.
Do you think that you could run?
At least 23 miles
You're
an hour.
You're so full of it.
Honestly,
answer the question.
Good 100 meters, yeah.
100 meters, how fast can you run?
I mean, I could probably do 100 meters and...
Pick up six miles an hour.
What? Probably like, what, 6.5 seconds?
Run a half mile in
seconds? No, not 100 meters. I would say 100.
The 40.
I was thinking of the 40.
Thinking of the 40. Because, like, yeah, 4.240 is considered lightning fast in the NFL, right? So you think you could do it in six and a half seconds? Six, 7.5,
yeah,
which one is
right,
it?
If I have the right shoes.
Okay, if you had your fast shoes on.
That's right. Brooks.
7.5 seconds? I think it would take you like 12 seconds.
For the love of God, wear your Brooks tomorrow, please. No. We're going to set it up outside.
I'm not doing it with tomorrow. Some cones. We're talking Peak Mahoney.
Peak Mahoney. The guy that can dunk that still hasn't.
That's
yet.
Right.
Got it.
Dunk all the time.
Craig said life-size Lego houses, like to design your own house with Legos, just rebuild it however you want, whenever you want.
They make like wall dividers out of like giant Legos now. I've seen a couple like ads for it.
That's cute. For,
but
like,
the, my biggest problem is, yeah, it's cool for the kids' room, but it really wouldn't keep out sound. That's what we really need walls for.
Do you remember Super Baseball 2020?
Hell yeah.
For the Super Nintendo?
Yeah, you had the robots and everything.
The robots playing baseball. He said, that's what I want. Would you guys watch sports if it was... I mean, because we have like BattleBots and Robot Combat League from back in the day.
Before its time.
But would you guys watch sports if it was robots playing it?
I loved BattleBots. Like,
BattleBots, it's still on, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. No.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, random question, but how many times have you actually drove to a theater, paid for a movie, and then walked out because it was so bad? My mother-in-law is notorious for doing this. It's ridiculous.
Message deleted.
I know. Wow. I've walked out of a movie recently in the last couple of years, but I can't remember exactly what it was because it was so bad and I just was done with it. But the movie that I remember walking out of the most was the sequel to The Exorcist, like The Exorcist 2. When I was working in a small like city in Illinois in Champaign,
The Exorcist 2, The Electric Boogaloo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I remember it was just, everything was just a jump scare. Yeah. And after like 30 of them, I'm like, I'm just so sick of this stupid movie. I got up and I left.
Mine was just like Pets.
Did you suggest your posture strap?
Yeah. Oh, so I got one of these things. I got a posture thing. Shark Tank got me good. Yeah, so 2020, trying to be a new
So you're talking about movies, and all of a sudden I look over. Audrey's like adjusting this posture strap.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
I would have to imagine, because doesn't it like push your spine forward to keep your shoulders back?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable because it's like working.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're Pets.
Like, oh, I want to slouch. Pets?
Yeah, whatever that one with Kevin Hart and his little bunny.
The first one, The Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
I thought that did
the first
well.
One or the second one?
The first one.
What?
The
first
great
one
movie.
Was hilarious.
Yeah. I just don't think I could get into it. I wasn't in it.
You weren't in the mood?
No, I wasn't in the mood for it. Oh, so man. We went to go eat. I was more in the mood for food.
I've watched that movie probably 50 times at this point. My daughter loved it, so yeah.
I know that the sweet, what is it called? Is it Sweet Life of Pets?
Secret Life of Pets.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, I think is what I'm thinking of.
It did mess me up because on the second one, when they redid it, they'd fired Louis Kay, which is the main character's voice. And I like Patton Oswalt enough, but he just, it's
not the same.
It's a different voice, man. Yeah. Oh, and the plot line kind of sucked at the second one, but. I don't know.
Have you walked out of any movies?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm pretty deliberate with what I go see in the theater. I just don't go see a lot of movies.
I don't take a
theater.
Lot of flyers anymore.
Yeah.
Like, very rarely.
There's so much information out there now. You know, like, what's good and what's not.
I feel like Rotten Tomatoes has ruined a movie-going experience in a lot of ways because there are plenty of good movies. Like, I stopped kind of taking the critics' rating into effect and looking more at the audience.
At the audience, yeah.
Because, you know, there's movies that are like 28% fresh from the critics that are 88 or 90%
fresh
from
the audience. The new Star Wars, right? Didn't the Star Wars get like bad on critic ratings or no?
It did. I mean, I saw the new Star Wars movie. It was okay.
What? Yeah.
But it was the worst out of the new trilogy.
What? Yeah.
In my opinion.
But did you see it?
Yeah.
And you loved it?
I loved it. Start to finish.
The other two were exponentially better, but it was still good. It just wasn't as good as the others. In my opinion.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm calling to demand a Dave and Mahoney morning show calendar. I know the idea has been done before, but imagine what kind of photos you guys could put in there. I don't know. I think they sell like hotcakes.
Message deleted.
Do people still buy calendars?
My wife does.
Does she?
But she buys calendars that have like cute animals. Nobody wants to
see
it.
So she wouldn't hang a calendar of us in her office?
Why would she?
What do you mean?
She works with children. nobody needs to see shirtless photos of us on a calendar.
Someone's getting arrested.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I feel like the calendar thing is kind of, I mean, that used to be the big thing is like the hot chick calendar the dad would have like in his workshop, up at his bench in the garage. And you're like,
barf.
You're so lame.
I think my mechanic still has one in his office. Yeah, from like 1994. It's like chicks and Budweiser.
It was a nice vintage. It was a good vintage.
2020 is the exact same as 1992. The calendar is the exact same this year as it was back in 1992. So if you have any calendars left over
from
1992,
the style is the same. All those bathing suits.
Calendar.
Yeah.
The mullets are back. Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
The bad fashion, the mom jeans, all of it. Yeah.
So here's what's going on. I have a crush on a friend of mine at work, but she has a boyfriend. I don't know how to handle it. I'm like, should I just ride it out and see? The thing is, I don't know her boyfriend. I don't know if I'm going to get any crap about this. I don't know how he would handle it, and I don't know how she would handle it. So I want you guys to tell me how I should handle it.
Message deleted.
Hey. Audrey is literally like bent over and cannot believe.
You are just dumb. What do you mean? How do you handle it? She's got a boyfriend. Just go find somebody else to be attracted to.
Also,
it's really not that hard.
If you are her friend while she's got a boyfriend, you are not boyfriend material.
Nope.
Like if you were the type of guy where she's like, man, you are my end-all be-all, she would break up with boyfriend and be with you.
Yep.
You're not.
Once again, sometimes we're just being nice. Maybe you're more of an acquaintance than a friend.
Like, be honest.
Jeez like, Louise.
A dude in the friend zone ain't coming out of the friend zone.
No.
Never.
No.
Same with women,
and
too.
And let me tell you something, actually.
We may sleep with you because we're
horrible. Right, but I don't want to date you.
Yeah,
an awful creature.
Yeah, we're never going to marry you.
Yeah.
No, one time I actually had a friend who tried to unfriend zone himself to me, mm-hmm. and I guess what happened? I just stopped talking to him. Because there's nothing more awkward than that.
Well, he did unfriend zone himself. He's no longer your friend.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So this is some good news if you are a homeowner or even thinking about getting into the market. The Las Vegas housing market continues to ride a wave of stability as the median price for an existing single-family home in Southern Nevada last month was just under $313,000. That represents a 6-point jump from December of 2018 and a rise of about $307,000 in November of last year. The all-time high for Las Vegas was $315,000 in June of 2006, just before the recession that eventually led to area home prices bottoming out at $112,000.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
In 2012.
Yeah, I remember that. It was it was a tough time. It was a very, very, very tough time. But for me especially, I wouldn't have been able to afford a house until like now. Because if we didn't go through the recession that we did, you know, because the housing prices, like I was 20 in my early 20s and I was thinking like, I'll never be able to afford a house. That's why I feel bad for people who are younger now and who are
looking at 313,000 or whatever. Yeah, yeah, like that's way too much.
That's the median price too. So you think about houses that are like totally blown out and complete remodels and everything else. And those are selling, you know, for $150,000. That means that, you know, if you're looking for a kind of a normal house that's in that like 2,000 square foot range, That's a lot of money.
You're looking at 350 to 400 and at least.
And they say what? You have to put down 20% in order to like kind of have like a good like mortgage rate or whatever it is.
I suggest that you put down 20%, but
so they think as a 28-year-old that I would be able to put down $62,000 on a home right now.
Well, what's the problem?
I laugh in your face. Like, what on earth?
That's comical. The median price for a condo last month, $178,000, up about 9% from December of last year.
Do we know what was it? What did those bottom out at? Do we know?
It doesn't say.
It had to be around 80, 70, 78?
60, 70, 80,
I remember they were selling condos down at Lake Las Vegas for like 40.
30, 40, yeah.
Dude, wouldn't you just love to have a condo down there now?
Yeah.
For like 30 grand, that's like cheaper than a fully loaded Hyundai Sonata.
Right. But, you know, the problem is that nobody had any money back then to buy them. So, yeah. For fall of 2019, just under 41,300 properties sold, which represents a decrease of about 9% from 2017. But it's good to see that the prices are going up a little bit.
But not crazy.
But there's less selling, meaning that there's stability in the market.
Yeah.
So a couple of gamblers kicked off New Year with a couple of big jackpots. Two gamblers got off to a good start. Caesars Entertainment Properties here in Las Vegas shared that on January 3rd, one lucky gambler got a royal flush while playing the Crazy Four Poker Mega Progressive Jackpot to win $965,000 at Planet Hollywood.
Not familiar with that slot machine.
It's a table game.
Oh.
Another gambler at Flamingo had a progressive jackpot to win $105,000.
Okay.
On Mississippi Stud.
Okay.
Both winners elected not to be identified.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably.
You don't want your family or your distant family to know that you
random cousin. Hey man, remember me?
But would you spread the wealth if you won almost $1 million
and my grandparents?
Yeah, I mean
everybody else can kick rocks.
A nice steak dinner. Everyone else? Come on,
everyone.
Man.
Sorry.
Can you spot me $100? About 100.
Would you at least pay me the money that you owe me?
I don't owe you
anything. You owe me all kinds of money.
You owe me all sorts of money. I got all sorts of invoices over here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. I got all sorts of invoices.
You can't just make up invoices.
Really? You think DavidMahoney.com makes itself?
Oh, there we go. Gosh.
Mahoney's out here plugging the website that he made.
It looks great, actually. You should check it out.
If you want to see a bunch of the content from the show, DavidMahoney.com. Yeah, so going on right now here in Las Vegas, CES. And they have been rolling out all sorts of innovations, as I'm sure you're aware. You guys saw that Mercedes concept car that was driving around on the strip?
Yeah. Have you seen the video of that thing? It looks like it's out of Tron.
It really does.
It's crazy.
It's a concept car that they actually built, and it was down driving around on the strip, and everyone's like, what in the hell is that thing? It doesn't have a steering wheel. The guy's just driving it with what looks like a controller with his right hand.
It's
pretty nutty. But
I want a steering wheel.
I do, too.
This is actually interesting. So Impossible Foods, you know, the Impossible Burger has been a really big
blown
hit,
up.
Right?
It's huge.
They just unveiled Impossible Pork and Impossible Sausage on Monday evening at CES.
Sausage might be pretty good. I've eaten some like faux meat sausage, and you can't like sausage.
Well,
I would
what
say,
the hell is sausage anyways?
True. It's just a
right. It's just a bunch of
spices.
Right. It's a bunch of spices and stuff thrown together.
Random meat that you don't really know what it is. Like, the sausages do pretty good, but I don't know about the pork. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done a great job with the burger, and obviously it's exploding. It's all over the place. So you can get, you know, Impossible Burgers even at Burger King now, and it's been a huge hit for them. I mean, you see the ad campaigns for Burger King, and basically all you see is the Impossible Burger at this point. It's not even the big King guy anymore. Remember when he would just
the creepy?
Oh,
the
creepy about King? Him, yeah. Honestly. Yeah, no, they've actually come a really far, a really long way from what it used to be for all vegans and vegetarians. There were no options. So
yeah,
good.
Great.
Kudos to them.
So there's been a lot of talk about this, but it looks like it is going through now. Minnesota-based Lifetime Fitness. So they have one in Green Valley over by Green Valley Ranch. And then they have one in Summerlin right by Red Rock.
Are they supposed to be building a third?
They are building a third, and it looks like it's going through. It's going to be right there across from IKEA on Durango and Sunset. So you know where that big hole is?
Yeah.
It's right by, you know, like where they're going to be building the Bend as well, which is going to have like a movie theater and a steakhouse and, you know, the brewery and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that area
blowing
is
up.
Really kind of blowing up right now. And, you know, I live in the Southwest,
so
and I love this area,
yeah.
But you really have to drive to a lot of stuff in
don't
order
really
to get to
it. Don't really have a luxury movie theater over on this side of town. Closest you got is Town Square.
I love the movie theater where you can, you know, buy your tickets and reserve your seat and all of that stuff.
And a recliner.
They're going to have a Galaxy movie theater over there. And then
amazing.
Lifetime, if you're willing to pay for it, I mean, they're beautiful clubs, right?
If you want to go hang out with a bunch of Instagram models.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Dave pays for it.
I live right over there. My rent is going to go way up.
Yeah.
I am so excited. So if you guys have an extra room, let me know.
Wait, they can't do that, can they?
Oh, they can do
it. Of course they can.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
They're saying it's going to be a 60-foot tall, 125,500 square foot facility on the southeast corner of Durango and Sunset. Across from IKEA, it is going to include a spa, salon services, child activities, health and wellness assessment, as well as chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, blood draws for lab testing, and yada, yada.
Wow.
Kinds of stuff. But
jeez Louise.
They bought the 15-acre tract for $14 million back in November, and it looks like the plans to build the new Lifetime are going to happen.
Does it say, are we looking at an ETA at all on this? I mean, probably six months or so?
They have to approve it today, actually.
Today is the day when they're going to approve it?
Yep.
Okay.
So, and then maybe we'll have a timeline.
Why wouldn't they approve it, though? I mean, it's like,
no,
hey,
let's
would
just
you like
leave
a
the,
big, beautiful
the big
gym
hole in the
or
wall?
Hole?
The hole in the ground, yeah.
It is a big hole, though.
It is a big hole.
It is really, really
it's a big.
Big
hole.
Fill that thing up.
You know
come
what I'm
on.
Talking about, Mahoney.
That's right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
If you're one of the millions or maybe even billions of people out there searching for love, the Missed Connection Inspection is obviously the first place that you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a way to connect with that person that you've been yearning for years.
Even though technically Missed Connections has been kiboshed by Craigslist, there are still other avenues on that fantastic website to bring all the freaks on the internet together.
And what we're doing is trying to further that message so people have the best shot at finding the love they so desperately seek.
And boy, are there a bunch of weirdos out there.
This one is entitled Tyler, in all caps, the handsome cutie at Home Depot.
Always Home Depot.
This is a dude for a dude, isn't it?
Yes. Anything at a Home Depot is always dude for dude.
Always.
Seeking a cutie like Tyler at the Home Depots. The guy was awesome. Friendly cutie, might be gay, and I'd love to get to know him better. Wish he was a house boy. B-O-I.
Okay.
Tyler, you are a perfect gentleman. What an awesome customer service agent. Home Depot, give that kid a raise.
Again, he's just trying to help you find whatever power tool you're looking for, man. Like,
right?
He's not into you.
Stop
if he
thinking
was,
about his power tool, please.
That's right, yeah.
This was entitled Gas Station. I should have asked for your number. I was there working when you had an issue with the pump. I got you on your way. What was your car and my job? You just told him your job.
Yeah, you work there.
P.S. I'm not as old as you probably think I am, LOL.
Oh, I don't know if that's better or worse.
That's worse.
Yeah, you look
like
way
if you're 50
you
and you look 30, that's way better than if you're 30 and you look 50, right?
Yeah, you live a hard-ass life.
You are a Benjamin Button.
Are important.
Yeah. There's a couple places where you just should not approach people. Gas station, number one. Grocery store, number two. Let us get it. Like, none of us want to be at the grocery store. None of us want to be pumping gas. Let us do these in peace, you creeps.
This one's entitled Drive-Thru. This guy also was at work. You came through my drive-thru and you kept staring at me. You asked me if I worked out. I seriously thought you were gorgeous. Caught me during a time I was in a relationship. I didn't know what to say. You were riding shotgun. I'm available anytime. Tell me what I look like and what restaurant.
So he was hollering across the driver.
No, she.
Yep.
Or she.
Was. I assume a friend of hers was driving.
I can imagine.
You can only imagine, unless she was really bold and it was her boyfriend.
I'm a hit on the Popeyes guy.
Maybe right? They were swingers.
Maybe.
It's okay. That is okay, though, if you are the one working and you are spitting game, though. Right?
Yeah.
That's less creepy than, you know, somebody who is just like has to be there.
This one is confusing. It's entitled Cute Nurse.
Oh, God.
You had some rad moves and tried to give me your Insta handle by the colored cubes at Main Stage on New Year's Eve. Huh. It had unicorn in it somewhere, but I can't remember it for my life. Hopefully you find this.
So she was a nurse partying on New Year's Eve at some EDM show.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so
is
I'm going to say with the
cubes
color
are?
Cubes
okay, you're probably
were
right.
totally yeah. at some festival stage.
Yeah.
And Main Stage was the main stage of the festival. Interesting.
This one's entitled Bad Door Holder. Literally 20 minutes ago, I saw you enter the library and go up the stairs, brunette long hair, black tight pants. Then I was walking out behind you, and you hadn't held the first door. You noticed on the second, apologized, and held it for me. I said, no worries. And all I can think of now is how I should have said, no worries. I've had beautiful women shut the door in my face before. Maybe we could have exchanged a laugh and numbers. What's the chance you'll see this?
That's
zero.
Yeah, 0%.
Zero.
That's what he had the time to think about as his comeback. Have you guys ever had a moment where you like think about the perfect line you should have said?
All
even
of
just
the
like
time.
When you're talking. Not
talking,
necessarily
arguments,
like, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's always in the shower. You're like, ah.
Fighting with your shampoos.
It would have been so quick.
Yep.
So I got to work that out beforehand. Got to have a couple in the chamber. Always.
I should have let you pump my gas. I was at BP when you asked if you could pump my gas. I said no, but as you pulled away, I regretted those words. So if you're out there, I want to take that chance back.
Fine, here, pump my gas.
This one,
I didn't think you said gas.
Jeez.
This one is entitled, Where Did You Disappear To, Deb Smith? Where did you disappear to, Deb? It's been a long time since I talked and seen you. Just wondering what happened to you and if you're still out there riding your bike.
Somewhere, some way, Deb Smith is just pedaling away.
She's just squeak, squeak, squeak.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Of anyone in this room that I would suspect would do this, I think Ian is probably at the top of the list. So you think about going to a mattress store, and maybe it's not like a regular mattress store, because you know it's normally like one employee and there's nobody else in there.
Yeah.
Lights in there are so bright.
Yeah, not like one of those, but like a Macy's
a
or like a JCPenney or something
area.
Where nobody really
RC
even notices.
Willie.
But you lay down on the mattress and then you kind of doze off. I could see Ian doing that.
I don't
taking a quick little cat nap.
Nah, man, first and foremost, I don't nap, and those places give me anxiety. Because I don't know what's been going on those mattresses. I know they're sample mattresses, but still, I just feel like they're gross.
An employee opening a mattress store for business in Richmond Heights, Missouri, found a shopper sleeping on a display bed. Keep in mind,
they were opening
the store. That means that the person fell asleep on the bed, and they didn't know that the person was there, so they just closed up the shop, and they slept there overnight.
Well, if you're locked in, what do you do? I'm going to sleep.
Police joked that it was such a heavy slumber, it was a good enough reason to buy the mattress.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the best mattress endorsement we've ever heard, the cop said. So the person just laid there and snoozed away for the entire night.
Don't you think buying a mattress, though, is always uncomfortable? Because
it's awkward.
You have to lay there and they stand there and you can never get like how you actually sleep.
You're in your jeans and your shoes and you're just like, eh.
You're laying on, they've got that like thin piece of paper that's supposed to protect your ass when you're using the bathroom that's on, over the pillow. You're like, this is not how I sleep. It's always such a crapshoot. I know so many people who have bought in bad beds. Like for me, I bought a Tempur-Pedic and I thought it was like laying on it for like 10 minutes or five minutes is great. It's like, oh, this is pretty cool. I like it. And then, like, the first night you get it home and you actually sleep in it like you're supposed to sleep in it, it gets so hot that, like, for me, it was just completely worthless.
I have not bought a mattress. I don't think – oh, I know I haven't bought a mattress, but I don't know how I have acquired the mattresses that I have. I'm pretty sure I've had them since college, but I really just don't even know. Like, we have two beds, and I really don't know – how long we've had those mattresses.
You are definitely still in your 20s.
Here's the thing. When you move in with somebody, like, are you, that's kind of a rule. Like, when you move in with somebody, you got to get a new mattress.
Get a new bed, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rule?
Well, I feel like.
It's a hard, fast rule.
How much are mattresses?
Anywhere from $500 to $10,000.
Mattresses are super expensive.
Yeah, a good one, you're probably paying minimum $1,500.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, so. Ian, while I'm reading this story, can you do a little research on Bath, Maine? Bath, Maine is a city. Well, a city.
Bath, Maine. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm familiar. I'm vaguely familiar with Bath.
It's a town. But the reason why that we're even talking about Bath, Maine is an 88-year-old guy by the name of Norman said that his Friday afternoon was going pretty smooth until he heard a meow sound coming from the distance.
Little cat?
No, that's what he thought maybe it was.
Bullets?
He's a retired fire chief, and he thought the sound came from his cat. Turned out it was a fox. He said the fox was able to take him down after pouncing on him. Kenny was scratched and bitten all over his face and hands. He received treatment, including stitches on his finger and eyebrow.
Oh.
He said that a nearby neighbor helped pull the fox off of him. Keep in mind, he's 88 years old. The Bath police said that they put the fox down. For Kenny, is a cruel version of deja vu. Back in September, he had to strangle a rabid fox to death with his foot when it attacked him.
What is he, like,
What's bathing in fox hormones?
It is Bath.
He said the newest fox corpse is currently being tested for rabies. In the meantime, Kenny says he is going to travel with a little more firepower from here on out.
Oh, my gosh.
So Kenny's going to be walking around with an AR-15.
That's how your poodle gets shot.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Bath has a population of just over 8,000 people.
8,000 people, okay, small town.
No word on the fox population, though. I can imagine.
Well,
it's pretty
down
high.
By
it's
two.
Down two, yeah.
It's down two because of them.
And a woman had to be rescued after being stuck inside of a clothing donation bin for 3 days. You know those, like, Goodwill things where you open it and you, like, drop a big bag of clothes in it? And she got stuck in there for 3 days.
Was she trying to dumpster dive for some free clothes?
Of course she was.
Of course.
Or she was, like, living in it.
A person heard some screams for help. Police in Paterson, New Jersey.
Wait, that's kind of sad. Somebody didn't come to donate for 3 days.
Or they did. They just threw it in there.
Why are those jeans screaming?
Don't send me to Goodwill, please. I'm guest jeans. I deserve better.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Time machine. Guest jeans were popular.
Yeah.
Oh, she had a pee in there.
She'd been inside the bin since Friday night.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So the question is Mahoney lazy or is he efficient? Daniel joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to play a round of Lazy Bones Mahomes. Mahoney is arguably the laziest person that you will ever meet. In fact, Daniel, let me just tell you a quick little story. This happened literally yesterday. Mahoney and I were in Bossy Rossi's office having a post-show meeting where he berates us and tells us how awful we are. That's the norm.
Aww.
And got a text message that Audrey needed to ask us a question down the hall. And Mahoney literally stood up to walk down the hall with me so that we could figure out what was going on.
Oh, gosh.
And he went, ugh, all this standing up nonsense. He was mad that he had to stand up to walk down the hall. So let me pose a question to you. Do you think Mahoney is lazy or efficient?
Well, he's efficient, and I mean, if she had a question, she should have walked to you guys.
That's right. This is a man who understands comfort and efficiency.
Mm-hmm. You're blocked.
Damn, Daniel.
I had already sat down, you know, and prepared to receive our hour-long tongue-lashing from our boss, and then all the standing up and sitting down. It's too much. Messing up my routine.
All right, Daniel, so here's how this works. I've got three things that have all been shared with me by Mahoney's wife, and you're trying to figure out which is not true. I mean, these are all ridiculous with showcasing his laziness, and two of the three are absolutely true. Only one of them is not true, okay?
Okay.
2020 is supposedly going to be a skinny year, so Mahoney gave up soda in order to speed that process along. Now he goes to McDonald's, and he has to separately order the food items instead of just a combo meal. On a recent late-night trip to get food, he complained bitterly that, quote, now it takes so much more time to order a quarter pounder and fries than just saying a number three.
It really is. It really does take that. Just give me number three. I'm in and out in 4 seconds. Now I got to go. I need a double quarter pounder with cheese and a large fry. That's at least four times the amount of time.
Why don't you
just
go,
order tap water.
Just
it's free.
Go. I'll take a number three with a bottle of water.
Because it's more expensive, so I would be spending more money. So I'm being efficient in my savings and normally my ordering when I just order by number.
I see.
Wait, no, just order tap water.
I ain't drinking tap water.
Does that sound like it could be about right to you?
Yeah, no, that sounds right to me. I'd hate to have to, you know, separately order stuff.
It's tough. And plus, you know, you're going to eat a delicious double quarter pounder with cheese and you have no Coke to go with it. Oh, oh God. And the worst part about all this.
He was so aghast.
I've been
he
off
really
soda.
Was. That was so authentic.
I've been off soda for 45 days and I have not lost a pound.
I've been off
not
soda.
Not 1 pound. I've kicked it. So just going to get back on.
All right, good.
No.
On to number two. We are going on an Alaskan cruise this summer, which we are excited for since we've only been to the Caribbean. I've been very excited to book excursions as these will be very different from our standard snorkeling. So I asked Mahoney to figure out the best excursions at Dawes Glacier. He loudly sighed and said, "You're the reader in the family, baby. You should figure it out." the reader in the family.
Well, she always complains that I'm a lazy reader, first and foremost. And second of all, do I really care what we do at Dawes Glacier? And hey, it's a big old piece of ice. Cool. How about something that doesn't involve walking? Why don't we go on one of those Alaskan train tours where we could sit on a nice, warm, heated train and travel around the countryside and drink some whiskey while we're at it.
Oh.
Daniel, Mahoney being too lazy to read. That sound about right to you?
No, I don't think so. I think he's pretty intelligent. I think he would read if he needed to.
Okay, third and final one here, and then you can make your official decision as to which one is even too lazy for Mahoney. This past weekend's football was very exciting. We watched every moment of all of the action. After the final Sunday game was over, I went into the bedroom to start folding laundry. About 25 minutes later, I came out of the bedroom to find Mahoney still on the couch watching a Shark vacuum infomercial. I asked him if he was interested in replacing our current vacuum, and he said, "No, I've been waiting for you to bring me the remote, baby."
First off, the remote was on the counter. I was on the couch.
I
had my phone there with me. And again, as we mentioned in the very first story, tired of all the standing up stuff. And also, if you haven't watched the Shark infomercial, that's a hell of a vacuum. And they have a floor steamer as well.
If that one's not true, I'm going to be really embarrassed because I've done that too.
All right. Daniel, it's time to make a decision. Which one of those three do you think is not true? So we got three examples here of just Mahoney's incredible laziness. The first one, of course, was the McDonald's ordering, him upset that he can't just say number three when he blasts through the drive-thru. The Alaskan crews refusing to even read up what any of the excursions are because he's not the reader in the family. Or being so lazy, he refuses to get up off the couch and get the remote.
Well, I'm thinking that it's probably going to be B.
Sure about that?
Oh my god!
Sure.
No, I'm not sure.
Print's very tiny on that website. It's very tiny.
Okay, well then I'm gonna go ahead and say C then.
You are correct, sir.
Oh dang!
Let me share this with you, though, Daniel. All of that is absolutely true, only it wasn't a Shark infomercial the Golden Globes were on.
It's Pop Trash!
So when it comes to... Oh, geez.
Okay.
Let's start
smack
this
my, Smack my...
It's a microphone hand. There. It's okay.
It's all right.
Jeez.
So when it comes to owning a vehicle that used to be owned by a celebrity... Let's start this over again. It's time for Pop Trash. When it comes to owning a vehicle that used to be owned by a celebrity, it can drive up the value, right? Yeah. But how much can it drive up the value? Let me just say this much, a lot in the case of this Ford Mustang. So if you were to think a classic Ford Mustang at auction, how much do you think the most that it could go for is?
$1.5 million.
So you'd think so, right?
I would think if Steve McQueen had like a Mustang that went for like $1.5 million.
That's exactly the car that I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. So it's the Ford Mustang GT, the 1968
Annabelle, that was driven, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, that was driven by Steve McQueen. The
really?
Current record price for a Ford sold at auction, a Ford Mustang, is $2.2 million. That was paid for a 1967 Shelby GT.
Gorgeous.
In Florida last year, the highest price ever paid for any muscle car at auction was $3.5 million. They're saying this car could go for significantly more than that.
More than $3.5 million?
More than $3.5 million.
I mean, wow. Again, it's interesting, though, because, I mean, Steve McQueen, legendary film actor, but, again, older generation, so I'm surprised that there are people who are still willing to pay that much money for a celebrity who's, you know, kind of, you know, who's dead and hasn't been
dead for a long time.
Very long time. So I would think the DeLorean owned by Michael J. Fox would go pretty high.
Yeah, so like a normal 1968 Ford Mustang GT with like a, you know, rebuilt V8 and all of that, it's about $70,000 in new condition.
Okay.
And so if you're thinking just because it has a celebrity connection to it, now it's worth more than $3.5 million or even more than $2.2 million is pretty insane.
I would be shocked. I mean, you can get a Bugatti for that price.
They say there is no romantic link between Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Is anyone else kind of rooting for them to get back together?
No. I have been for years.
No,
really?
Why?
Because I feel like they always belong together.
No, I don't. Yes. I feel like Brad Pitt. I like Brad Pitt on his own. I feel like the Angelina Jolie stuff wrecked him. And I didn't like Jennifer Aniston for many years. I've turned the page, I think, over the last couple years, I would say, on her. I've always felt she was kind of had that, like, Gwyneth Paltrow, kind of vibe to her where she's just kind of annoying. But now I think she's gotten way more likable as she's gotten older, now that she's distanced herself from Brad Pitt. I don't want to see them back together. I don't think they're good for each other.
So Brad Pitt says that his personal life is a disaster. He said, I'm just like trash mag fodder. I don't know, probably because my personal life is a disaster.
His kids don't like him. I do know that.
Well, that's because, I mean, again.
His ex, Angelina Jolie, is a nutbag.
She's a nutbag,
and I feel like she's just a smothering mother who is almost like vindictive. Yeah, I was going to say, but I also feel like she's definitely the mom who would pit the two of them together, no pun intended.
She's a bad person.
She already did, and it's like, you do not bring, like, hey, I get that, like, you know, there are a lot of, like, war-torn countries all over the world, and bad stuff happens all around the world, but don't bring children to war zones. That is just a bad and dumb idea. Let kids be kids, because you only get one shot at that. Because once you become an adult, like,
everything sucks and you have to deal with the real world.
And you have to work for the rest of your life, even though they probably won't have to because they're Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's kids. But still.
They're going to college.
Yeah. Get out of here.
They got that.
Also, you self-righteous douche. Like, you're an actress. Stop trying to save the world.
Yeah.
Like, I applaud her for wanting to do positive things, but is she really using her platform to do positive things by parading her kids around in war-torn countries? Like, you're putting your children at risk.
Yeah.
Seems irresponsible to me. So, Dog the Bounty Hunter is possibly in a new relationship. Doesn't seem like that long ago that his
7 months
that his wife passed, but
7?
Over the weekend, Dog, who is 66 years old, shared a photo with the two of them writing, "Thank you, Moon," fueling rumors that Moon Angel, whoever that is, have a thing going on, and his daughter's not happy about it. However, a source says there's nothing romantic going on. Moon has been a family friend to Beth and Dog for years. Since her death, she has stepped in to help Dog in his time of need. There will never be another Beth.
There was a lot of people who were giving Chester Bennington's wife a lot of grief for moving on.
A year later. Was it longer than a year?
Here's the thing. They're dead. They are. They're dead. They're gone. They're never coming back. And you will always have your memories of them. Like, I don't feel like you should be miserable because somebody else is no longer here. Like, I would that eats me up, thinking that, like, if I was no longer here, that somebody like my wife would be miserable because I wasn't here and I didn't want her to move on. That's so selfish and petty, and, like, you have such a weak and fragile ego if you can't handle that.
Oh, no. I want my wife to come leap over my grave every day for 3 hours. Just wail.
Like, we only have so much time to
live. I'm with you, man. Like,
he's 66 years old.
If I'm dead,
he doesn't need to wait six years.
Move on. I mean, like, please.
He was having an affair. That's dirty. Yeah, no, but there's no talk about that.
Bury me first, but then after that, like, go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go move on with your life.
Use that insurance money. Go on a cruise. Find yourself a nice little cabin boy.
Yeah.
Cabin boy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I just don't get it. And, like, you know, I get it, like, from the daughter's point, you're upset about your dad moving on because your mom's gone, but, like, you don't want your dad to be happy.
Everybody grieves differently in different stages, and he might not necessarily be wanting to commit to this person, but maybe just have a warm person next to him for a moment.
Some people don't want to move on, and I absolutely respect that, because they're like, that was my person, and I'll always be loyal to them. But the people that do want to move on, don't sit here and shame them for it.
Nope.
Got one life, man. One swing at this thing.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, be a good friend, dude. He's obviously crying for help, and no one is doing anything about it.
Message deleted.
Are you talking about Dave or Ian or Audrey?
Who's crying for help?
He said a he, so not Audrey. She's not crying for help. Are you going through a crisis?
No.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I mean, it's dry January for me, which is pretty annoying. So if you could just, like, sneak me some booze, if I could just, like, butt chug some vodka, no one would know. That would be nice. Yeah. Do you know what that is? That's a real thing.
It's so stupid.
It's like where they'll soaking, like, tampons, basically, in vodka, and then they'll put it up the old keister, and that, so you get drunk because it obviously gets right into your bloodstream.
But so dangerous.
Your mouth doesn't smell like booze.
But a
lot of students in, like, Japan have been doing this, and like Mahoney said, it's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, if you're it's tied to anorexia, too. Like, if you try not to, if you're trying to avoid calories, it's just insane.
What do you butt chug?
Vodka.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Got it.
Oh my gosh.
So, well, I don't think I can help you with that, but if you need me to, I don't know, pick up your dry cleaning.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy I would call. Your dry cleaning was supposed to, your clothes were at the dry cleaner for like 4 months. You know what's funny? I don't know if I've told you this before, but so I love my little dry cleaner. It's by my house, just like kind of a nothing little place. But, yeah. You know, like they're just very nice. Every time you go in, they do a good job.
Family owned.
Never screwed anything up. Just a nice little shop. We moved to Houston for a little while, and I forgot some clothes at the dry cleaner. But, you know, we moved to Houston and then, you know, kind of promptly got fired and ended up coming back. I forgot my clothes at the dry cleaner, like just a few shirts, yeah. And I never even realized it. And I got a call one day after like a year and a half and them going, hey, just so you know, your clothes have been here for a long time. And, you know, if you don't come pick them up soon, we're going to have to get rid of them. And it was right when we were coming back. And so I was like, well, that's convenient. And so I just rolled right in, like nothing had happened, picked up my clothes, and took them back to my house.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe they kept them
but
that
they
long.
They had them there for like a year and a half at this dry cleaner.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean.
Now good, you know your cat, Mahoney.
Good service.
Yeah.
Good service.
Yeah, quality stuff.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you really understand what it's like to live in a house with someone who has literally the opposite taste as you? Like, they don't like anything you like. They don't like the same music, movies, nothing. Yeah, that's pretty much my roommate. Pray for me.
Message
so
deleted.
Called marriage? Is that what you're married?
How did you end up being a roommate with somebody that has nothing in common with you? Unless, like in college, like if you get just put in a room with somebody, like in a dorm room.
Assigned.
Yeah.
But you chose to live with the, like after college, you traditionally can choose.
You choose who your friends are. Normally, your friends have common interests.
Yeah.
But I mean, even then, like, your common interest is how well you like partying with each other. It's not really like you like the same movies, or like maybe you do, but I actually lived with some people who they did not ever get along, and I was always like the mediator of the group.
Even worse.
And
awesome.
So, but what was really funny is that the next year I ended up living with my boyfriend at the time. And so that I could kind of just like not have to deal with it anymore. But the three of them ended up living with each other. Like none of them talked to each other anymore because it was like you
so
can't
bad.
Even it got to the point of petty where they were like they hated each other so much that well you can't watch my TV that's
yes.
in the living room okay well
TV.
Then you can't sit
then
on
they,
my couch
and then
which is
the
in the
TV
living room
and they roll it
yes.
into their room and oh yeah
yes
oh so
it
petty
was
I
bad.
Love it.
Have you guys ever had a roommate that you ended up disliking them so much even if just for a brief amount of time but you're like I'm not going out there right now because they're in the kitchen. I don't want to see them. I hate
no,
them.
Yeah. I haven't. The people I lived with, I'm actually still pretty close with, I would say, all these years later. I'm, you know, still some of my closest friends, people I've lived with. At the time, there would be, like, you know, if somebody was being too messy, we'd be like, hey, man, hey. But outside of that, like, it was just a bunch of dudes who were in their early 20s who didn't have anything to do, you know? So it's like we all had that shared experience. I don't know. I think it's different for guys and girls. Like, if we had a guy who was coming home, like, even we had one roommate one time who was just a wild man, but we didn't. He was so likable, you were just like,
you're just being crazy.
Yeah, it's awful.
I mean, if that happened now at our current stage in life, you would have hated it. Yeah. But like, back when you're in your 20s and you're just a trash bucket yourself, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So about the other weekend, having myself like a good old time, man. And I don't know, maybe I did a couple too many shots and other things or whatever I shouldn't be doing. Anyways, I couldn't get a sleep that night, so I went old school and started counting sheep. I literally counted with 2,000 sheep before finally passing out. I'm never, never doing that again.
Message deleted.
Do any of you have sleep tricks that you do that will like knock you out, like counting sheep, or do you have something in your routine that will put you to sleep pretty quick?
I'm a pretty good sleeper. Like, if I want to sleep, I can close my eyes. I could fall asleep right now. Watch
that's
me.
Impressive.
Oh, my God. That's going to bruise.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So neighbors report a woman screaming for help. And, of course, the cops rush to the scene to find out what's going on. Deputies with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of somebody screaming for help at the house in Lake Worth Beach. And they found not a woman screaming for help. But a parrot.
Okay.
The owner of the parrot was in his driveway changing his car's brakes when the cops showed up, saying a neighbor reported hearing a woman screaming for help. The man brought his parrot, Rambo, outside for deputies to see, and they all had a laugh. But, yeah. All right, buddy. What are you watching in that house?
Well, it kind of sounded like
mimic that.
It kind of sounded like it said "let me out" at first, right?
It did.
It let did. Me out. But it also sounds kind of like a. What are you and Rambo watching?
Yeah, you do have to be taught, so that's kind of interesting. What were that, I don't
what
know.
Are they, what's hope, old Rambo mimicking?
I hope Rambo doesn't sit on his shoulder.
So a retiring Wisconsin English teacher decided that it was a good idea to poop in a park, and not just once, but multiple times over the course of 2 years.
Why?
Authorities say he was being an idiot, and he did it for convenience, and it was disrespectful.
How is that even convenient? I feel like that was, if I was just to be randomly walking around in a park and have to do that, like, it's way more inconvenient because how do you clean up?
Well, the Public Works Department had to clean up.
No,
so,
I mean, how do you clean yourself up?
You just rub your butt in the snow.
You just hope that it's just a clean one.
$365 in fines plus $5,705 in restitution to the Public Works Department, which cleaned up after him.
Okay.
Reports say that indicated that he had been defecating outside of and on a building at the Natureland Park in Whitewater, sometimes several times a day since 2017. Authorities caught Churchwell on October 8th when a deputy spotted his vehicle and stopped him as he drove into the park. That day, the deputies had already spoken to a worker in the highway shop that complained somebody had been pooping on a park building and leaving used toilet paper behind.
Honestly, I'm impressed that he can go several times a day.
Yeah, what are you just eating nothing but like Fiber One? Like what's your diet consist of where you're that regular? Also, why are you like I thought maybe like
regular. That's irregular.
It was like maybe near a school or something like that, but the fact that it's like he was driving there, that's not
convenient.
That does not ring of convenience to me.
I thought that he just hated the park. Like he was just like, this is my least favorite park in the area.
There's a screw loose, right?
Yeah, for sure.
When the deputies pulled him over when he was driving into the park, the retiring teacher said he didn't know why he was being stopped, but deputies asked if it would help to show him pictures of why he was being stopped, and that's when he hung his head and said, going to the bathroom. Asked what that meant and if it was in a park bathroom, he responded, number two. And it was by the park building without a bathroom. He also acknowledged he occasionally defecates in the park on the way to school. So thank goodness this guy is retiring, but there's no way I'd want him anywhere near
creep.
My kids. Total
super
creep.
Super creep.
Yeah. So Mountain Dew has just unveiled a new body wash that smells exactly like the soda.
Yeah.
The old county coffee. That's right.
Who was calling for this to exist?
Me.
Yeah, Audrey.
You want yourself or your husband to smell like the dew.
Because I want to do that dew.
Oh, look out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I think that I could and I would buy protective glasses for my little...
They're not going to wear
future
it.
...future little
like
baby.
Even our parents tried to make us wear... Did your parents ever try to make you wear...
What?
No?
Buddy,
maybe because I was an only child.
Yeah, no, they never did. And that's how I ended up with three kids myself. Now, what is that thing that we were talking about earlier? 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets set up with a Fandango gift card so you and a friend can go watch the movie of your choice, which is...
Star Wars, clearly Star Wars.
Definitely Star Wars.
Frozen 2 still in theaters.
Like you said, 1917 is coming out. Is it this weekend?
Yeah, this Friday.
This Friday
in wide release, yeah. So. Yeah.
So what is it that our parents encouraged us, or well, specifically Mahoney's parents encouraged him to always wear, but he always elected not to? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Again, the first person in with the correct answer gets set up with that gift card for Fandango.
Uncut Gems, the new Adam Sandler movie.
That
which
looks
is getting
so
oh, I've heard that that's really good.
Good,
actually.
And Knives Out. I don't know if you've seen previews for that. It's been kind of buried.
Knives Out.
Knives Out, but it's got Daniel Craig and...
Oh, I have seen that, yeah.
A couple other...
It's kind of like a crazy action movie is what it looks like.
No, it's a murder mystery movie.
Oh, so that's right. Yeah, it's kind of like Clue.
But it's the guy who did Looper, Rain Johnson.
Yeah.
It's getting great reviews as well. So a lot of good movies out right
okay.
now.
Okay. So. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
I'm Chase.
Chase, what's the correct answer?
It's a helmet.
Helmet's right, yeah. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around. Thanks for listening, man. We're going to set you up with the Fandango gift card. What movie are you going to go see?
I don't know yet. I might take my daughter to see Star Wars. I saw it, but she hasn't seen it.
Yeah, it deserves to be seen twice.
How old's your daughter?
She is 9.
Yeah, I think she'd probably dig it. It's about
yeah,
like the female heroine, right? Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
They're kicking butt and everything. Yeah. All right.
How have you not seen it? How?
What?
Like, have you seen the other Star Wars? Yeah.
Which ones?
You haven't seen any of the new?
I don't think so.
Like 7, 8, or 9?
Who can keep track? Every time I turn around, there's a new Star Wars movie out.
It's been like every 2-3 years, man.
Yeah. What order do they go in?
Well, it's 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3.
Not the numbers.
7, 8, 9.
I can count. What numbers? Like, what's the name of them? Not just the numbers.
The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and Force Awakens, Rise of the Skywalker.
And then there's a middle one.
Force Awakens is for... Yeah, where's the New Hope?
We're talking about the Skywalker trilogy people.
There's been 4.
No, there's been more than 4 if you want to count Rogue One and you want to count Solo. That's 5.
Han, oh, yeah.
Nobody went and saw that besides me.
You see?
I saw
There's too many Star Wars movies. Can't even keep up.
You got a lot to do. You got a lot to catch up on. It's what we could have been using our vacation time for.
Dang it, I've screwed up. Just drank the whole time.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.